invite Laura Peters back to read the scripture for us.
A reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to God with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great sovereign above all gods. In God's hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are God's also. The sea is God's, for God made it, and the dry land, which God's hands have formed. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For this is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Oh, that today you would listen to God's voice.
With thanks to Laura for reading for us the scripture, and Christopher for his ministry of music, not just today, but every Sunday. Today, I'd like to talk to you about what it means to worship God.
Hold it! Hold it! Sorry, I'm late. Let's see, where's a good place to sit? Oh, plenty of good seats up front. Why are they all sitting back there? There are plenty of good seats up front. Oh, well.
As I was saying, today we are going to talk about what it means to worship God.
Go right ahead. You've got the floor. You talk about anything you want to. We won't stop him, will we? You go right ahead.
Thank you.
Don't thank me. They gave you the pulpit, not me. They're paying the bills. If it had been up to me, I'd have preferred a movie or a play or something with a little more zip to it, but they asked you. So you go right ahead.
I will.
I thought you would.
Today we're going to consider what it means to worship God. For true worship is more than just gathering here in this beautiful surrounding.
Say, this place is pretty nice. Who owns this place anyway? Is this your building? Is that why you're standing up there?
No, of course not.
Then they own this place, right? Which one of you picked the color of this carpet?
No, it's their place, but not exactly.
Who paid for it?
Well, everybody did.
Then you must own it.
No, you can't own a church.
I bet if they paid for it, they think they own it. Right out there? Just try upsetting some of them and you'll find out who owns this place. There'll be a new face looking down from up there.
This is God's house. This is God's church.
Oh, God runs this place. Have we been invited?
Well, yes, of course. We're here to worship God.
Worship God? Worship God. Now, what does that mean?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that. Now, if you will sit down, I will continue with this sermon I had intended to preach and tell you what it means.
Okay.
To worship, in the words of the Westminster Confession, means to glorify God and enjoy God forever.
You've got to be kidding. What a laugh. Enjoy him? Ha! Look at that crowd out there. Do they look like they're enjoying anything? Man, look at those faces. If that's enjoying yourself, I'd say you people have an odd way of having a good time. Why, you should have heard your singing a few minutes ago. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God all... Why, I've heard more joy like that at a wake.
Well, perhaps if you showed a little bit more dignity and reverence, you might have gotten a little more out of it.
Dignity? Good Lord, you've sure got dignity. I agree with that. If God likes stiffness and dullness and dignity, I'm sure he loves this. But how about this? Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now that doesn't sound so dignified to me. I wish I had gone to that church this morning. May not be too dignified, but I bet it's a lot of fun.
Well, then maybe you would be happier elsewhere. I've had enough of your carrying on. We're not used to this kind of behavior in our church. I should call that usher out there and have them take you...
Not so fast. Can't do that.
Why not? This is my church today. I'm in charge here.
Oh. Well, then, maybe you can. But I thought you said before that this place belonged to God.
Well, yes, but...
You're just the bouncer, right? Better be careful who you go tossing out of this place. After all, they threw him out once, too.
Him?
Yeah. You know, him.
Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went as usual to the synagogue. He stood up to read the scriptures and was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. He read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, to announce the year when the Lord will save his people." Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back, and said, "This passage of scripture has come true today as you heard it being read." And on down here, after he had finished, it says, "All the people were filled with anger when they heard this. They rose up, dragged Jesus out of town, and took him to the top of the hill on which their town was built to throw him over the cliff. But he walked through the middle of the crowd and went his way." So, let's go slow on tossing people out. You might toss out the wrong troublemaker. People have been known to do that, you know.
Okay. Would you at least sit down so we can continue?
Okay. Huh. My goodness. You know all those people that were up here before? Up here? The choir? What were they doing up here? Oh, I get it. We're the really religious ones up here, and they are only the ones with a little religion. I get it.
Oh, I don't even know where I am now.
You're in God's house, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Say, why did God call us here this morning anyway?
Now what do you mean?
Why did God call us inside God's house today? I had planned to go to the lake myself, but I didn't.
We are all here to learn about God.
Oh, this is like school. You're teaching us, right?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, my. Oh, now here's a boring thing. You can be glad you didn't get to this one today. Man, you must have been busy this week. Too busy to prepare. Too busy with the Lions Club.
We are here to worship God, to rededicate ourselves for love.
Rededicate? For what?
For service to God and to other people.
You mean like the wretched of the earth? That sounds familiar.
For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. As you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me.
My only question is, where are they?
Don't see too many needy ones out there. A well-heeled bunch, I'd say.
Worship helps to remind us of who we are as Christians.
Oh, you don't know who you are? Well, if you don't know, I sure don't know.
Oh, this is impossible.
Say, look at this. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees. You are like whitewashed tombs. I despise your feasts and assemblies. Say now, he didn't mean us, did he?
Look, would you please sit down?
Yes. By the way, when is he due to arrive?
When is who due to arrive?
Him.
Who?
Him.
Who?
When is God due to arrive? You said this is his gathering. It's almost 11 and he hasn't shown up yet. After all, it is his place.
God is here.
Where?
Here.
Now?
Yes, the scripture says that wherever two or three are gathered together in God's name, God is there.
That's different. Why don't you act more like it? Let's see some glory on those faces. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Say, you never did tell us.
Tell you what?
You said you were going to let us all in on what it means to worship. Well, let's hear it.
I give up. You think you know so much about everything. What does it mean to worship?
Worship means to serve God. That's why you call it a service of worship. Now, there are basically two ways to serve God. One is to run errands for him, feed the hungry, love the poor, fight on God's side, and the like. The other way to serve God is to do things you need to do because God is God, and you are one of God's children. Like singing songs for God, laughing for God, shedding a tear for God, telling God what's on your mind. In general, it's to rejoice and make a fool of yourself for him, the way lovers have always made fools of themselves for somebody they love. There's always got to be a little joy and a little foolishness at a good party. And the same goes for the party that takes place here each Sunday. One thing I'm sure of, God wants us to have a good time. I'm sure of it. good times, good news, good God. Whew. It's already close to 11 o'clock. They always say the best time to end a party is when you're having a good time. And I've heard what they do to you when the service goes past 11 o'clock. Have a good time. Amen.
Amen.